And let's turn now to another important matter, especially this time of year. I am referring, of course, to chocolate. Chances are, even if you're a local first person, you may not think of where chocolates come from when you give them. And a Missouri chocolatier wants to change that. Suzanne Hogan from Here and Now contributor KCUR has his story.
There are a lot of things that have to happen before cocoa beans become a chocolate bar. All things that chocolate maker Sean Askenosi admits he didn't know anything about 10 years ago.
I had no idea where chocolate came from. No idea.
Askenosi was a successful criminal defense lawyer. He was good at his job, won a lot of tough cases, but his heart wasn't in the work anymore. He needed a change.
I had a very simple prayer, which was, "Dear God, please give me something else to do," and pretty much repetitively for 5 years.
Then the idea came to him. He was making chocolate desserts at home one day, and he thought, what if I make chocolate from scratch? Within months, Askenosi was in Ecuador researching cocoa bean harvest techniques. And now, 10 years later, Askenosi is what's called a bean-to-bar chocolate maker, meaning he processes cocoa beans himself to make his own chocolate.
Oh, let me get some more spoons. Hang on just
a second. Inside the Askenosi chocolate factory in Springfield, Missouri, the smell of chocolate hits you like a wall, a delicious-smelling wall. Askenosi shows me around.
What you see here, these are jacketed tanks.
There's the roaster, a melanger mixing white chocolate in the middle of the room, and a packaging station where two women are wrapping the final bars. And the final presentation of the chocolate bar is perhaps the most striking part of it all. On each package, there are photo portraits of the farmers who grew the beans, farmers that Askenosi has developed relationships with over the years. He buys their cocoa beans and shares the profits with farmers in Ecuador, Honduras, the Philippines, and Tanzania. And he's also set up school lunch programs to help malnourished children living around some of the cocoa farming communities.
I want to do everything I can to raise awareness in the world of the plight of cocoa farmers and not think that what I'm doing is enough. It's not enough.
According to Christy Leslie, who researches cocoa and the cocoa trade, Askenosi's relationships to the cocoa farmers is unusual. She says the story behind your typical chocolate bar is a lot different.
Breaking down the bar, I mean, just in a kind of very blunt way, most of that value stays with the chocolate maker and retailer, and very little goes to the farmer.
Leslie has another name, Dr. Chocolate, a nickname she admits she didn't give herself, but it stuck.
You know, for us, it's very much beloved. It's a symbol of so many things, of love and romance and comfort and celebration. And, you know, farmers that I worked with, especially in Ghana, they have those associations. They know them, but they don't practice them.
That's because the average cocoa farmer earns $1 to $3 a day. 70% of the world's cocoa comes from Western Africa, where the work is tough and the pay is low.
They don't run out and buy chocolate for someone's birthday or, you know, give it to people for love reasons because they can't access it and they can't afford it.
Leslie says it's really been within the past 10 years that consumers have become more aware of where their chocolate is coming from. That's about the same time bean-to-bar chocolate makers started showing up in the U.S. At first, just a handful, but today, Leslie says there's at least 150.
We are starting to shift away from chocolate is a thing you can just have sitting on your desk as you work and just eat it mindlessly just for like a fleeting moment of pleasure. To chocolate is a tremendous luxury that I actually have to invest in. I have to know something about it.
And making bean-to-bar chocolate is more expensive. On average, Askenosi's chocolate bars cost a whopping $10.
What is extraordinary about what Sean Askenosi has done, it is to just completely humanize what has been a very impersonal exchange.
Back at the Askenosi chocolate factory, Sean Askenosi and I sit down on a bag of cocoa beans. The room is filled with bags of beans. He says one of the best and most important steps of the whole chocolate making process is taking the final piece, packaged and all, back to the farmers.
They'll look at it and they're very reverential about this little bit of chocolate made from the beans that they worked so hard, you know, to get to our factory here in Springfield, Missouri that we're sitting on now.
He says it's not only fun to do it, but it's educationally important. He wants the farmers he's working with to be able to taste their chocolate and know how their beans become a bar. For Here and Now, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
And here in the Cambridge area, it's Taza Chocolates in Somerville. Let us know your local chocolate. Let us know, hereandnow.org.